Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. Oh, that was John. I don't know why I attracted these psychos from both. You know, these criminals still coming over to my condo since 2003 at 14420 Bow Street. 144. I don't want to attract them. They're racist conservatives. Racist. I don't hang out with people like that. I would never will in my lifetime. My experiences with people who are redneck were very bad. And these black people keep coming over here. Live. You know, I never realized that someone spent 20 years coming over here from Bow Street, targeting me over this little condo and lying to the public and to people about my home, saying they had collateral. You know, I've been doing music for 33 years. When I started in 1990 to be in the music business, I'm about to retire. I may, you know, retire now or not, but I'm not. I'm not going to retire. But when they said they own my song or ID theft of my song is so evil, why is I'm dealing with the most dangerous and the sickest criminals on the planet? They were over there on votes in 2003, and they still come over here 20 years later. And this building had people targeting me. I don't deal with conservatives because of bad experiences. I don't believe in conservatism. Why is I deal with these criminals? They got mentally ill. You know, it's been a struggle to make music and to make it an industry. And one reason is these criminals have lied, committed ID theft, lied to the music business about my songs. They said they made money off my songs. They did so much evil to me simply because they're trying to manipulate the people by committing fraud. All my songs I have not given permission to use. My songs have been copyrighted and published. I don't know why I attracted these criminals who've been coming over here 20 years later. Also with other people, I wanted to say you I'm sorry about this because the chaos that I experienced. I'm supposed to be out here for the dream, not dealing with a racist targeting me, because of my skin color, because I'm in the music industry. You know, I need that for my songs. There's no court order with my music. No one else owns my music. Okay? You know, it was also about, they made up lies about my mental health, you know, saying that there was a court order. There was no court order. You know, it really is sad. I try to be open to everybody. I want to tell you the truth. I try to be open to everybody regardless. But I came across the sickest and the most dangerous people from that boat. I wish I never lived over there in 2002, 2003. They were the sickest and the most dangerous people I ever seen. But my home has, my songs have been used fraudulently. I got no money for my songs, you know. I haven't even got a dollar. I told you I've only made like $2,000, and that was from the songs that were, you know, playing around $10 or something. I got a few dollars from BMI on some of the songs. That's all I received. But my songs are protected. But going at it 33 years is like really that hard. But I don't want those psychos or racists keep coming over to my home and making up lies that they committed fraud. I mean, if they committed fraud and manipulated somebody in the industry, unfortunately, fine. But don't be making up lies that you own my home or you're going to get collateral for my home. You're not. State fraud could put you in jail. Okay? Those are lies. I don't hang around racist people. or call me a commie. You know, he's a racist. You know, I'm a very liberal person. I try to keep it open mind, but when some racist or conservative over my little condo, jealous of me because of my ambitions. But anyway, these are not just allegations. These are facts. There's no court order on my songs or me. Two, I own all my songs copyright published. They've been published. I try to appeal to everybody, but when a racist keeps coming over here saying that they're conservative, using a racial slur, you know, hate crime, they could be charged with a hate crime. I don't want to deal with someone who's far right or anybody like that because I don't believe that. If they're looking at my skin color, that's not right. They need to stay away permanently. I consider people like that dangerous. It's really sad what I experienced. It's really sad. Some dangerous, conniving, sick person who can't move on for 20 years or so, who's far right or so on. I don't hang out and looking at me, racism and so on. I don't want them coming over here. You know, there were allegations about people committing fraud and getting $25,000 for my song. They committed fraud and they could go to jail for that. My songs are protected. They've always been protected. Those are lies. They can't own that material. It's on a copyright and it's on two publishing companies. So I want to leave it there. These allegations are part of this Infinity series of dealing with crazy people who I don't know who came over here since 2003 on votes. They should have moved on. And lies about my music, lies about my mental health. There is no court order. They lied. So far right person who's racist, you homophobic, racist, I don't want them around me. And they target me because I'm black. I'm not a far right person. I don't want them coming near me. Please don't believe in lies. This is one reason why I'm retiring after 33 years. I spent a whole lot of suffering. And then I had to deal with a dangerous criminal who trying to manipulate my music and commit ID theft and make up lies about my home. First of all, the home. No one owns my home except one person, me, since 2004. No one owes anything. They ain't getting nothing over this little condo. Real estate fraud could put them in jail. That is the truth. That's the insanity thing. Good day, good night from Death Knight.